Mark Vandermeer, Drew Doherty, John Harris with you. And the breaking news this afternoon was the release of the preseason schedule, gentlemen. And Drew, guess what? Johnny has sequestered himself. He does not know who the first preseason opponent is.
I know.
So we're going to break the news to him right now.
John, the Texans are playing the Green Bay Packers in Cairo, Egypt.
Breaking news. I love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it.
That is great.
Just Josh.
Actually incorrect, yeah. And it's not the Packers. It's the Carolina Panthers.
And we're not playing in Cairo either.
Yeah. So you got them all excited because a preseason game at Lambeau would be pretty cool. That. It's actually Carolina on the road, and it's the same opener they had in 2012.
Yeah, I was gonna bring that up. That led to some pretty nice things that season. Didn't end the way you wanted, but you go out of the gates and go 11-1 at one point. But that game against a young Cam Newton, it was a second year. I don't know if we want to go too far in depth about what happened in
the preseason game. Whitney Merciless, that was his debut, debut. He had a sack in that game, as I recall, so that was pretty nice.
My guess is we won't see Cam Newton very much, especially after the surgeries he's had this offseason. Imagine Cam's probably not going to see the field. Although, one of my favorite memories of going to Charlotte, which we did in 15.
Right.
Cam, before the game, went out. We had our DBs were out. There were, I think, three of them. It was like Andre Hal and a couple of their DBs. They were running up and down the field. Cam walks out. Cam's got on his Under Armour gear, and he's got a Superman, like, spandex shirt over the top. He's got his skull cap on. He's got his tights, white tights on, all spatted up on his Under Armour, and wristbands, everything. And he just comes running out. And our DBs look at him as they see him go by, and they're like, all three, just – like you'd see a nice-looking girl, and they just go. And they looked right at him.
He's pretty big.
I mean, he's a big dude. I mean, he towered over them. Yeah. And he just kept doing his thing. And then that day, he had that whole Superman flying over Jerry Crick thing, which is kind of cool. So, Carolina week one.
Week two, back here at NRG Stadium to face the New England Patriots, a team you're going to play in the regular season also. And Mike Reese from ESPN, my buddy, tweeted out today earlier that the Texans and Patriots would be practicing a bit together, I would assume, at the Greenbrier, I guess, or maybe back here.
Yeah, makes sense. That's what they've done in the past with the Saints, and, you know, the connection with all the coaches, former players on this staff and the Patriots makes a lot of sense, although it's odd because you definitely, it's like you say, you're playing them later that season. You played them in the postseason, so there's no real worry, I suppose, about any secrets getting out or anything else. John brought up the point. It's a good one. It kind of helps to keep rub off the mystique that they have because you see them more and more and more.
You think Johnny?
I give Mark and Andre credit for that. We talked about that. It was the fourth week of the year against Tennessee. We were talking about that. Buffalo went up to New England and beat New England. And we're like, how do they do that? I mean, the week before, the Thursday before, they just hammered us. And we thought, God, how's Buffalo doing this? And Mark brought up a great point. They're not scared of them. They're not intimidated by them. And the more you see them, obviously, the less intimidated, if that's the word you want to use. I don't think his team is intimidated by them, but I think it does take away some of the mystique of the New England Patriots. So New England, and again, practices against them, I think, would be pretty good. I think there's a lot to learn. Then again, it might seem like an inter-squad scrimmage in some sense, wearing the blue and red on both sides and the offense and defense being very similar. Could look like an inter-squad scrimmage at some point, but I think it's going to be good if that does come true that they are going to practice against the Patriots.
And then the third week, the all-important one, although that's kind of getting diminished more and more by coaches throughout.
Especially if you have practiced with the team during the week.
Is the New Orleans Saints at New Orleans. Yep. And I think you're probably going to see the Texans and Saints practice because they did it last year. You know, prior to 2010 and in 2010, they did it every other year. So I think you're going to see that as well. And maybe we'll get some Drago's Oysters and a roll off the practice field like we did in 2010.
You know, it's interesting how that's the first thing we think about going to New Orleans, not the football part of it, the fact that we get to go to Drago's and have those char-grilled
oysters are the best.
Yeah, and?
Yeah, I know. And? You're right. Why wouldn't we mention that?
We went to the Senior Bowl, Mobile. Yeah. We were speeding. Okay, maybe not speeding, but we were driving faster than usual.
A tad rapidly.
To get there, yeah. Mm-hmm. We had to make dinner, and then we had to get the Mobile. So, we got there, and it was nice. Yeah, I think, again, if the more practice time that you can gather, whether it's Patriots, Saints, Panthers, whomever, I just think it's very helpful for your squad on a lot of different levels. Because I think in a preseason game, you'll get opportunity to practice some of the situations. But there might be more specific situations you want to work on and ones against ones. Well, you're not going to get ones against ones in a preseason game for the most part. So you get an opportunity to do that during practice. So I think that's hugely helpful. They've done it against, what, the Redskins, the Broncos, the 49ers, the Saints, the Falcons. I mean, they've practiced against a number of teams. Throwing the Patriots, if that happens, maybe the Saints. That'd be kind of nice to have all those practices, which add up to another game or two in the preseason, to be honest.
The weird thing to me is, if you end up practicing in New Orleans, they were at the Greenbrier previous years. You're at the Greenbrier now, yet you're going to get together in the bayou in the heat and humidity, because New Orleans is no picnic in the summer either. I think it's better than Houston, actually, because it reminds me more of Florida. It's more humid. Maybe you get that breeze from the Gulf a little bit more than you do here. So maybe that part of it's a little bit better. But these two teams, I liken them to sister teams, and I've said this before. You know, everybody in Houston is 0 degrees of separation away from a diehard Saints fan.
Right.
So it's always fun to compare notes, and I think it's fun when these two get together. I think it's one of the enjoyable things about the preseason, that you get together with an NFC team that you're only allowed to see every 4 years in the regular season, similar to the final opponent in the preseason.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
I had to pause there. But the Dallas Cowboys you wrap up with at home. Kind of odd, because you've seen them on the road there the last few years.
I like going up there. So. I admit that. I like going up there to that building. I wouldn't want it to be my building. I don't think it's a great home field advantage, but it's fun to visit, especially in the preseason. It was great to visit there in 2014, even though they lost the game. We've talked about that a lot. I do enjoy going up there. I think that it's good having them here, though, as far as a fourth preseason game goes. I mean, the fans are still going to come to your building. They want to see, even if it's fake Dallas, even if it's third and fourth string Dallas, they want to see the Dallas Cowboys play the Houston Texans.
I like how you put that, fake Dallas.
And the Governor's Cup is on the line, as we all
know.
It's a big deal.
Wait, is it? We found it, and it's back in circulation again. I always lose track of the Governor's Cup.
That'll be two straight years for the Cowboys to come here to Houston, because 17 preseason, 2018 regular season.
That's right.
2018 regular season, they're coming here. My gosh, it's sneaking up on us.
Yeah, so consecutive, And the fans will want that one. The fans will want that one. And of course, we know what the fourth preseason game is all about.
Well, that means we got to go back to Washington next year. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I hate that place. That's the worst broadcast booth in the league.
It was fun, though, last time you went.
Yeah, it was. It was. It was overtime.
Let me
tell you something. We'll talk about that later. Right. That's going to come up in the greatest plays in Texans history debate. Anyway, that's the preseason. At Carolina, home to New England. At New Orleans, home to Dallas. On to the regular season.